hours nightly news. If you believe in this information and want to help make it become even more effective, you support us and you buy war bonds in the info war against tyrants by subscribing at prisonplanet.tv. Here is the report.
Recently, as a reporter for InfoWars, I tried to log back into Facebook and it wouldn't let me. It wanted me to identify myself not with my passcode, but by showing me obscure pictures of my friends and family. I had the feeling that it had something to do with testing their face recognition technology, and then I saw this article in the Wall Street Journal. We know governments are quietly using face scanning cameras on street corners and in airports, and they have license plate scanners, but how are they going to get the public to openly accept a surveillance society? Well, Facebook recently teamed up with CBS to promote their new fall drama, Person of Interest, to condition people to opt in to their face recognition program. They know who these people are and what their names are, and they want you to confirm it for them. Sure, the security measure confirms who I am, but it also confirms for them who my friends and family are. So I went out to the street to find out what people had to say about all this.
I tried to log on from a different computer that I never used before, and Facebook prompted me to say, look, we want you to go through a series of face recognition.
The questions and, like, showing you the pictures of your friends and stuff.
And they want you to identify all those pictures of your friends.
I guess it's just a privacy and, like, more of a protective measure because I know people's accounts get hacked a lot. So maybe they're trying to actually help us out by giving us a little quiz.
I think I know what you're talking about, where they show you pictures and it's like, oh, is this person, and you're supposed to confirm it. I think that's really weird. I know it's used as a tool just to make it easier to tag people, but I've never heard of it being used to get you to, like, get back into your page.
You feel comfortable with the fact that Facebook is data mining all your personal and private information, including, you know, your friends and family's activities?
I mean, I can't say that that's comfortable, but I think anything that you put up on the internet is up for public scrutiny.
I'm not comfortable with that at all. Although I know they're doing it, and I wonder exactly what they're doing with all the information.
The government agencies realize that it's a good way to, you know, pick up on things that they don't like or especially illicit activities.
You should, you know, keep your settings on private, and you should be careful with what you post on there.
Getting used to, I guess, our privacy diminishing a little bit.
I'm just not going to be very informative on Facebook anymore. No. Untag myself from every post that I've ever been in.
Some people are concerned that Facebook, it might be used to acclimate the public into accepting a surveillance society.
Absolutely. I definitely think that while it might not be intentionally so, it could be intentionally so, but it's definitely serving as that.
I think it is getting us acclimated to a surveillance world.
That sounds a bit 1984 and creepy.
People are getting really used to sharing all kinds of information, putting everything about their entire life online.
We're putting a lot of information in a public sphere, and that information is accessible to anyone.
I think it's definitely acclimating people.
Who knows if that could be used for good, to hold us to a higher standard, or for something else. It's really about what we do with it.
I personally love Facebook, and it's just a way for me to keep in contact with my friends who live all over the world. And for anyone to use that for, like, keeping track of people, I think that's just really creepy, actually. I don't feel comfortable with that.
It's incredible. Internet kill switches, cybersecurity, the takeover of the web, warrantless wiretapping. This is America 10 years after 9/11. And it has nothing to do with keeping us safe. Zuckerman, the owner of Facebook, insultingly called his own users dumb F's. But worst of all, once you've posted your photos and your personal data on Facebook, they say they own it forever. You can make your account private, but it's always there. They're using it. Social networks like Twitter, Facebook, and all of it, they have deep government ties. Google was set up with funding from NQTEL, a company whose main client is the CIA.
As Wayne Madsen reports, the CIA has always used the popular media of the day to push their propaganda. And today we see Facebook expanding their face recognition capabilities. I'm Darren McBreen for InfoWars Nightly News.
a very wealthy.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. Heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. It's InfoWars Nightly News on this Tuesday, September 13th, 2011 edition. The Health Ranger, Mike Adams, is going to be joining us in a moment to break down some of the stories that we're about to start covering here. TSA creator says dismantle, privatize the agency. Rick Perry is being attacked in every single debate he's in about trying to lie and force Texas schoolgirls to take a dangerous vaccine linked to many deaths and illnesses and other complications during the trials. There were even more deaths once he tried to mandate it. And so he's being torn up in the debates. And more good news is coming out as all the candidates basically turn against him, showing that our ideas that were laughed at 4 or 5 years ago when they were causing deaths in the trials are now becoming mainstream because we have facts and the truth on our side. It's also coming out that Merck paid legislators to pass mandatory Gardasil vaccine bill. And the numbers have come out what they paid for the yes votes. We're talking $2,000 to $3,000. Dollars per person in the California legislature, some as low as just $1,000 to do this when they make over $500 for the three rounds of shots. So you invest a couple $100,000 to buy all the legislatures off in a state, all legislators, and then you get hundreds of millions, if not billions, per state by having them mandated. Also, SaneVax, Inc., reports that they found human papilloma RNA and DNA contamination in Gardasil to now have a FDA investigation. They are requesting that that happen, and that's out on the Business Wire today. So we're on the march. The empire is on the run. But the first reason I've got Mike Adams joining us tonight here at InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock weeknights here at PrisonPlanet.tv, is to get into this report, because I read the whole thing this morning, and we posted it on InfoWars.com as well as first finding it at NaturalNews.com, and I found the research was really spot on for my own research. NASA's come out, the military, the Pentagon has come out, big corporations have come out, and they say the biggest national security threat to this country and the rest of the world right now is solar flares. The sun was really active a decade ago. It went somewhat dormant and now is back with a vengeance. And these are solar flares, tens of millions of miles long, thousands of times bigger than the Earth. And already just a few weeks ago, we had major cities on the West Coast with no power because of it. And they say even bigger ones are coming. And so this is a huge event. And the reason it's so important from my perspective is the system has got us so afraid of terrorists, whether it's real or manufactured, and you've got a better chance of dying by being struck by lightning, by even shark attack, honeybee attack, snake bite, than you do being killed by terrorists. So why is there all this, oh my gosh, we've got to have checkpoints everywhere and search everybody or Al-Qaeda is going to kill us? Since when do we become land of the cowards, home of the slaves? You know, old-timers knew, don't be a coward, because when your time comes, son, nobody can stop it. A solar flare could burn this planet to a crisp. But statistically, that's probably not what's going to happen, thank God. Statistically, it could cause electromagnetic pulse, much more powerful than any weapon system, and knock out every nuclear reactor on the planet or on the side of the planet facing the sun that's in daylight when the flare hits. And we already saw a big weapons plant that was mixing uranium and plutonium in France explode yesterday. And they said, don't worry, there's no radiation, but there were some deaths. Just like they lied to us for several months. Remember that? They lied to us for more than 3 months, saying there's no high radiation, there's been no meltdowns. Turns out 5 of the 6 reactors in Japan at Fukushima completely melted down. I knew that 3 days in when reactor number 3 with MOX fuel, plutonium, blew up, and I blew up the video and saw what looked like rods. I went and looked at the manufacturer of that 40-year-old General Electric system and learned that was a rod casing, not just from the rods stored on top, but internal rods. It completely blew sky high. They knew the isotopes showed there'd been a total meltdown, the biggest disaster in human history with nuclear systems. And our government's answer was raise the levels of what they say is safe radiation. So that's my commentary on the situation. Now, to go through it all is just a great patriot, somebody who is just doing so much wonderful work. Out of all the great people out there fighting corruption, I've got to say Mike Adams is right up there at the top from Natural News. Of course, he is the health ranger. And we're going to go through all of this, the solar flares, the vaccines, the TSA, and the fact that he narrowly has survived. You're talking just 100 yards away, helicopters dumping, putting out fires. So he can't be in studio because he's still got the fires at bay as he lives outside Austin, ravaged. Mike Adams, great to have you here with us.
Hey, Alex, great to be joining you. Thanks for having me on.
Mike, I've thrown out all these issues. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, let's talk about the solar flares. And now, segueing from the fires of Central Texas, which were quite devastating, you know, I'm into personal preparedness, as you are, and most of your listeners are. But when those fires hit, I realized I had a huge gap in my preparedness plan. I did not have a fire respirator and fire gear. So I immediately made sure that I had that covered, and then so I actually ordered products and got them in, and now I can actually fight fires to some degree that are in my front yard if I have to. But then I also began to ask questions, where else do I have gaps in personal preparedness? What are the real risks to safety, to growing food, to surviving on our planet? Now, you hinted at this. One of the things that the U.S. government does just maliciously and insidiously is they make people think that things that aren't dangerous are very, very dangerous, like so-called terrorism. And then at the same time, they ignore the things that are really dangerous and make them seem like they're not dangerous at all, like Fukushima, for example, or now what is theoretically a big risk of a big risk in our lifetime, not today, not tomorrow, but over a human lifetime. It's a very real risk that a solar flare could knock out the power grid, and it could knock it out for years in some places, and it could disconnect power from the nuclear facilities that are trying to run coolant pumps to keep their fuel rods from going into a meltdown status.
Well, that's right, Mike. We are such a dependent society now, and technology is great, but it's a double-edged sword. It took 80 years or more to build our modern system. And when a little tornado comes through or hurricane, you can have places out for 3-4 months, and it's a national effort to get it back up. But if you have widespread systems knocked out, then it causes a cascading where you're literally knocked back to the Stone Age. And you're right.
Yes.
They estimate, because they've been studying the sun for more than 300 years in a modern scientific fashion, that these solar flares are a 100-year event. The problem is it appears we're entering one of those in the next decade. So you're right. It's a once-in-a-lifetime deal, but we're here. And 100 years ago, we didn't have these systems to be knocked out. But if you go back 100 years ago, there were events with solar flares that did blow out some of the early cities that did have electrical systems. And it's happening now. And it's not just you saying this.
No, not at all. NASA has put out information about this. Oak Ridge National Laboratories actually calculated the risk of a large solar flare knocking out a nuclear facility, and it calculated that risk as being 33% over the 40-year lifetime of a typical nuclear power plant. So that's a one-third or 33 in 100 chance for every nuclear facility that exists out there. But the really, well, you could say good news or bad news is that these events, and the last big one was called the Carrington event in 1859. So that's pre-modern technology, that's pre-electrical grid for the most part, and that's pre-nuclear power plants all over the country.
Still made wash lines outside in some areas literally light up with electricity.
Exactly. They had telegraph lines, and power surged through the telegraph lines and actually lit up. And they could disconnect the batteries, and they could still send telegraphs in some areas because there was so much power surging through these lines. But modern civilization, with its reliance on nuclear power, and there are well over 400 nuclear power plants operating every day around the world, this system has never faced a Carrington-scale event.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I mean, the establishment has known, at least in the last 50, 60 years, about this electromagnetic pulse and other things that the sun can cause, and they've made no preparation except in their systems. And this is almost like a nuclear war level type crisis, because we've got 7 billion people, more than half of them, totally urban and dependent on technology. And if we were to have even a partial knockout, I mean, this is catastrophic.
Well, yeah, it's not just losing electricity and losing the satellites and losing the power grid. It's the fact that hundreds of nuclear power plants could then go into a meltdown situation and unleash Fukushima-scale events times hundreds, which would irradiate the soils, irradiate the oceans, irradiate the atmosphere. It would make human life on our planet virtually unlivable for perhaps a year, perhaps a couple of years.
Exactly. That's why I called it as bad as a nuclear war, not being clear. You're absolutely right. Now, and again, and the government admits this themselves in major corporations, and you source it all in your article. You're not speculating here. Why do you think there's this irrational chutzpah or bravado in the establishment? I mean, even after Fukushima has been for 6 months raining radiation down, California as far east as Vermont, many levels higher in isotopes, in milk, in lettuce. And their answer was, we'll just raise the isotope between 1,000 times and 100,000 times, depending on what isotope, and just wave a wand and say it's safe. So do they really believe if they just say reactors exploding and radiating us, if they just wave it and say everything's fine? I mean, I'm all into technology. And I know they even have a lot of cleaner, safer nuclear technologies, but there's no attempt to move to those. They're building more of the old designs. I mean, what's wrong with these people? With the GMO, with the nuclear weapons, with all of it, it's like they want to destroy us.
Well, you're exactly right. There are nuclear power designs that can passively cool the fissionable materials without using electric pumps, but those designs have not been incorporated widely. Or at all, actually. So that has been abandoned. Instead, they favor the General Electric designs that require more pumps and more maintenance and more upkeep. But overall, there is an inherent arrogance in the scientific community, not only when it comes to nuclear power, but also medicine. There's an arrogance about vaccines, that vaccines have to work. And they must work because we say they do. Not
it's a cult.
Of any
I mean, doctors have one of the highest suicide rates. They have one of the lowest life expectancies. It's the same with top scientists. You meet these people, and they're usually neurotic and literally think they're geniuses. And when you talk to them, they're only smart in a specialized area. They
That's
don't
right.
have general knowledge. Now, I meet other scientists and people that have general knowledge, and they're tuned in and awake. But it seems like the establishment goes for this centralized type, arrogant, know-it-all person.
Yeah, that's exactly what's out there, and that's what's dominated the vaccine industry. That is what has dominated even the energy industries. You know, science has a lot of promise, but it has also given us, sadly, a lot of circle-the-wagon, circular logic, the self-supporting scientists who abandon ideas that should really be able to help us, such as, for example, free energy technology, which I believe exists. We know cold fusion
or
exists.
Or even regular off the grid. They won't come and inspect and give you the permit in most states.
That's right.
If you have your own off the grid, they'll harass you. But, oh, everything's government paid for if you tie into the grid. Well, now you're still part of the grid. And I think that's one of the big drivers. There's a lot of reasons here, but I want your take on this, and we'll get into other issues. Because big corporations, and I'm all for free market, but these are monopoly men, invest in different technological ideas. Once they invest in it, there can't ever be any oversight. They can't ever admit dangers because now it's seen simply as a product.
Well, that's right. And what's really astonishing is that by running our world on these dangerous nuclear power designs, they're putting human civilization in grave danger. They're risking everything. They're risking the future of human life on our planet in order to protect their corporate profits and the nuclear power industry. We need to dismantle. I mean, I've never been an opponent of nuclear power just to be an opponent of it. But now understanding this risk of a solar flare and how it could cascade into the power systems, I think we must really look at changing nuclear power to a passive cooling design or dismantling the existing power structures.
Look, this is a 1940s type system. It's extremely dangerous. It's a huge industry now in nuclear weapons and the rest of it. That's why they go with the old reactor systems, is so they get fissile material to build more weapons.
That's right.
And they're destroying our entire future. You know, Dr. Busby, who advises the EU and the British government, he said a lot of his colleagues think they're doing all of this to reduce fertility, because they know fertility has plunged everywhere where you have nuclear reactors and also the development of the fuel. And so this is all part of a larger eugenics operation. It's clear now with the disaster in the last year, yesterday in France, the disaster in Canada, they got no attention. The 50s disaster in Simi Valley that was bigger than Chernobyl that was covered up. Chernobyl, Fukushima, and government then trying to lie, getting caught, and no one even gets in trouble. At least the Japanese resigned. Here they would be promoted like 9/11. It's time to get rid of nuclear power. It's time to get it out of the ships.
I totally agree.
The boats. It's time to get it out of the subs. Look, they've got two reactors in Austin, and they're so good at keeping it quiet. I tell people at, you know, cocktail parties, and they laugh at me saying, I would have heard. They're both up at the J.J. Pickle Center in North Austin. They're both dangerous research. And for folks that don't know about nuclear power, that means they're turning them on and off all the time. They're doing tests up there. And they've got research reactors all over the country. They've got level 4 bioweapons labs with stuff that will kill all humans it comes in contact with, that makes airborne Ebola look like child's play, in hundreds of facilities in level 2 and level 3 containment. Again, it's like the corporate whores that run things have a death wish, and they want me to be scared of men with beards and turbans, and I'm sick of it.
Right. Well, I'm glad you mentioned the biohazards, because if you come down to it, Alex, I think the top three greatest threats to the continuation of life on our planet, human life in particular, are, number one, the solar flares wiping out modern civilization through the scenario we just described. Number two is GMOs and the genetic engineering and the DNA contamination of our planet. And number three is the bioweapons, the possible release, accidental or intentional, of infectious disease, you know, level 4 bioweapons that devastate human populations. So those three are the big three. Again, solar flares, GMOs, and bioweapons. And each one of those could destroy human civilization. In combination, we are really at risk, and we need to take action to stop these death worshippers from having such control over our planet.
Well, Mike, looking at this information, now we've got to hurry because we've only got a few minutes left here on InfoWars Nightly News. We normally just interview a guest for 10 minutes, but your information is so important, we could talk to you for hours. What do you make of the fact that Rick Perry's being excoriated for his attempted forced inoculation of schoolgirls with the admittedly deadly Gardasil, and the fact that more and more it's coming out that Merck is buying off legislatures to then try to force people to take stuff? I mean, this is the ultimate tyranny here, the ultimate civil rights issue.
Yeah. Well, it also shows the ultimate victory that we are achieving. InfoWars, Prison Planet, you, Alex, what an impact you're having, and Matt Drudge as well, because this issue is now, it has now become an attack point on Rick Perry, whereas several years ago, I think it was 2007 or 2008, when both InfoWars and Natural News first wrote about this issue, we were the lone voices in the wilderness criticizing Rick Perry for Gardasil vaccines, and people criticize.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet, with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Going to be joining us to talk about the economy. Way before closures, record, big jump in jobless claims, inflation rises, billions in unemployment benefits paid in error. Rogue trader lost $2 billion. John Mack stepping down as the chairman of Morgan Stanley.
New York man banned from hunting anywhere in the world. That's all part of these new global databases. When you go hunting, you go to your driver's license now, then you have to go swipe it to buy a fishing license, anything. They're now saying if you take home a fish that's a half inch too small or too big, you're going to be banned globally. These are global databases, global government. That's all up at Infowars.com. It's also up at DrudgeReport.com. Salisbury man banned from hunting worldwide. A Salisbury resident has been banned from hunting anywhere in the world for 2 years as part of an agreement with federal authorities in Kentucky on charges that he illegally hunted and took wildlife from the state. He took a 14-point buck home, and now he's globally banned, see? It's all globally standardized. The exact same rules in England, Germany, Australia, the U.S. They've had a 40-year program. It'll be 40 years in a few months of taking blood from all babies at birth, putting them in a global database. I told you about that 16 years ago. It's now been declassified in the last two. I had sources inside government DNA database facilities. They tell you it's a blood test. It actually goes into a global UN system. I just mentioned this, but here's the article out of the Associated Press. Mortgage default warnings surge in August. Mortgage default warnings spiked in August, signaling potential new foreclosure wave. And right on time, Jordan is about to fall. The Israelis have pulled people out of their embassy, say it's hanging by a thread. They're about to vote for a Palestinian state, regardless of which side of that you're on. I'm neutral. I'm not in the ancient tribal warfare. I just want to end all the foreign aid and stay out of it. Israel's got its 400, 800 nukes threatening to nuke people. Some of the Arabs are saying we're going to overthrow you and drive you into the sea. This is a nightmare. And the big banks have been there helping trigger these revolutions, putting Al-Qaeda in Libya, getting the ball rolling for a big world war, pulling in Russia and China as a distraction. Now, on top of all of this, Al Gore, the man who says he invented the Internet, the man who said NAFTA and GATT would double our economy in 10 years, totally deindustrialize us. A man who has big palaces all over the place, but says you shouldn't be able to take a hot bath or have a light bulb or a regular toilet. Just like Prince Philip and Prince Charles lecturing everyone with their private trains and jets and all the rest of it. Lord Rothschild, you got to pay carbon taxes to him. Australians already are, but he's got private islands, dozens of planes, huge ships. This is the sickening joke, and he has rebranded himself with 24 hours of horse manure, 24 hours of con artistry being lectured by the obese Nelly that is Al Gore. He is so sick. He makes me want to throw up when I hear his voice. In fact, I've gotten where I cannot hear Al Gore's voice. I was on Man Cow this morning, and I'm going to James Dillingfold here in a minute, and they were playing Al Gore clips. And let me tell you something. I figured it out. His voice now drives me insane. You could torture me in a room playing his voice. The fakeness, how he loves everything he says is a lie. He loves conning people. Polar bears can't swim. The ice caps were already going to be all melted. So he's trying to relaunch his fraud. In Aspen, he said they're in deep trouble. On another show where he said go after deniers, be mean to them, they're like racist. Remember that a few weeks ago? Even the host said, yeah, even my liberal friends are laughing at me now. And I was like, it's all right. So he's gone from lecturing Congress and saying no scientist on earth doesn't believe global warming's real and man-made and evil. And that all scientists agreed that he was right, to desperately scrabbling around going, there's fires, there's wind, scary, pay me money. James Dillingpole's a best-selling author, and he's also a writer on a host of big publications with the London Telegraph, and he's got a couple new books out, and we'll be talking to him. Right now he's got watermelons out. Everything you knew about the government was wrong. Good to have you here with us today, Mr. Dillingpole. I'm going to ask you what I asked Christopher Monckton last night, Lord Monckton. Is Al Gore at the edge of the cliff, tipping forward, staring into political extinction, or has he already hit the bottom and bounced, and is this a dead cat bounce that's just going to be good for laughs?
Al Gore is on top of the cliff, and he's about to carry us all over the edge with him. That's what he's going to do. It's not good news. And listen, Alex, you have given the enemy ideas. When the new world order arrives, they are now going to put you in a room with Al Gore's voice for the rest of your imprisoned life. Don't give them ideas.
Well, I guess you do have a good point. That's why I did that economic news first and then forgot to put a bow on it. Everything's falling apart. We're imploding. China has none of these rules on it. Everything's shutting down in England, the U.S. Global depression, except in commie land where Al Gore's got companies, and he wants to slap giant taxes on everything. California's already done it and went from 30% unemployment to 35 in 6 months.
The depressing thing about all this, about the coming global economic apocalypse, which is almost upon us, is that there are quite a few people out there who actually desired this thing. This was all part of the plan. If you go back to the Club of Rome, founded in 1968 in David Rockefeller's house in Italy, by two guys, Alexander King and Aurelio Pecce, and you read what these guys are saying about our economic future. And what you realize is that these guys wanted an economic collapse. They wanted to end industrial civilization, number one. And number two, they wanted a new world order. I mean, some of your listeners have probably heard this stuff before. Let me read out one line from one of their documents. This was published in 1974. Now is the time to draw up a master plan for organic, sustainable growth and world development based on global allocation of all finite resources and a new global economic system. That is, and they call this the master plan. They're quite open about it. This was in a book, 1974, Mankind at the Turning Point. This was in bookshops. This is not a conspiracy, or if it is a conspiracy, it's a conspiracy in plain sight. These guys knew exactly what they wanted, and now they are getting it.
That's right. And so when we fight Al Gore and Lord Rothschild and David Rockefeller and all these people who've written hundreds of books, publications, End of the Family, world population reductions of 80%, post-industrial world, Maury Strong, Hansen, Goddard Space Center, this is their religion. And, and they mean to carry it out. And so when we're fighting the man, bear, pig, you know, I like to joke about it, but really it's not a joke. These, they're even calling themselves green fascists now. These are authoritarian control freaks. And what's even scarier, they don't even think they're saving the world. It's all a cynical way to seize total power.
Yeah, I was talking to the leader of the British Green Party the other day, and I accused her of being a watermelon. You know, that's green on the outside, red on the inside. Do you know what she said? She said, "I'm proud to be a watermelon." So these people are, as you say, completely upfront about what they want. You've got the Prince of Wales, our future king. He has just been made head of WWF UK. He said that we should all look forward to reducing economic growth, living more sustainably. Well, okay, you can live sustainably when you've got various palaces all over the country where you've got millions of pounds coming in. For the rest of us, it's not going to be easy, this new Great Depression. It's not going to be fun. You know, no matter how many Greens think it's a good idea to bomb us all back to the Dark Ages, and we all live in yurts and subsist on grains, actually some of us would like an economic future for our children. Some of us would like to go to hospital and get medical treatment. Some of us don't want a life of toil and misery. That's why human beings developed. That's how Western civilization happened. We wanted to improve our lot, not make it worse.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Plandopolis, put out by the eco groups. Now, the version we were able to find on YouTube has somebody making comments on it with text about how it's really a tyranny. But it shows you this future world where you've got to get rations for meat, rations to travel, a total tyranny. Welcome to the planned world. This is what Club of Rome actually calls for. Here it is. Play part of it.
Hi, I'm so glad you're on time. I'm V. I'm looking forward to showing you around Plandopolis today. My husband works from home. He's a virtual engineer working in one of the city's desalination plants. He controls the robots who do all the important maintenance. I think he basically plays computer games for a living. Are you ready to go? Have you got your calorie card open on your smartphone? I registered your visit with Slick Travel Corp the other day, so they've allotted you a journey time to match mine. It makes so much sense, doesn't it? Switch off brain and go to work. With this many people around, I'm glad there's a mega computer in charge. We're so lucky. Our kids were allocated a school quite near my practice, so I can drop them off on the way. It saves on our calorie ration. Well, it won't be long until the little darlings get their career announcements. They've been working so hard, so I'm sure they'll get something good. Not that there's anything wrong with fixing carbon scrubbers for a living or anything. Are you hungry? Let's pop to the market as we're passing. Right, what's on the menu this month? No, not meat. It's not your birthday. The Global Food Council are doing a really good job of keeping food production going. I mean, you don't get the choice you used to, but we're better off than most. I think it's probably easiest to walk from here. You barely see a car in the city centre nowadays, unless you're rich.
Okay, oh, that's enough.
It's just not practical anymore.
Now, you'd think this is a joke. This is not a joke. And this is exactly what they're calling for, the UN, a Global Food Council. It's just amazing. James Dillingpole, they've gone from denying this is their plan. Just 5 years ago, I had the clips. Al Gore would say, there's no plan for a carbon tax. He'd go, what? What are you saying? How dare you say this is a tax? You know, that fake angry thing he does. To now going, absolutely, taxes, pay me the money. I mean, these people are just so naked about what they're doing.
Alex, I am gobsmacked. OMG is all I can say to that extraordinary clip. And you're right. Was it Lisa Jackson who was talking about how we were all going to have our showers and showers rationed? They call it smart growth. Smart growth is actually rationing, but in anyone else's book. We had the leader of our Green Party in Britain, Caroline Lucas, who was talking about putting Britain back on a war footing. What she wanted was a return to the days when the government made our decisions for us about what we could eat, about all the healthy food, which is so, so good for us.
No. The BBC actually had scientists on last year and said we all need ration cards that track our calories, what they were just saying right there. And now they admit we're going to take your kids if they're overweight. We'll decide. If your kids are shy, we're going to take them. You know, there's all this other oppression, too. I mean, these are systematic tyrants.
Yeah. And, you know, Alex, if you came over to Britain, I think you would be shocked by how abject the populace is now. So few people in this country are freaked out by what is going on. So many of them accept it as normal. In the same way, I imagine that after a time in Nazi Germany, people got used to all the rules and regulations and the disappearances and stuff. You know, it's one of the facts of life you just have to accept to get on. But these are worrying times.
Well, they're saying now, every pundit, Soros, you name it, give our private banks that sold you the derivatives total control over Europe and pass VAT and carbon taxes and pay us or face a depression. And so we're now into this financial global dictatorship run by cold-blooded bankers that are going to use enviro-cultism as the cover for austerity slavery. And the only thing that can stop them is getting the word out to people. I hope people in England and the U.S. and other places realize every time we give in to them, they don't take their boot off our neck. They stomp that much harder.
Well, Alex, you know, when I wrote my book, Watermelons, I started writing it about a year ago. And I was writing about all this New World Order stuff. I was reading the Bibles of the Green Movement, you know, like Rachel Carson, the world's biggest mass murderer, probably the 20th century, with her banning of DDT, thus condemning lots of people to death from malaria. I read about these people, about Paul Ehrlich, about the Club of Rome, and I thought all this stuff was kind of in the future. But the future is happening now. All the scary things that I describe in Watermelons are coming true. This economic collapse was brought about by well-meaning Greens who just wanted to make the world a better, fairer place, just to save the environment. And they persuaded so many ordinary people that this was a good cause worth supporting. And so many people still believe these lies, which unfortunately is why we're in this mess. Not enough people are resisting because, hey, we all want to We all want the world to be nicer and greener and fairer, don't we? Well, none of it looks like Al Gore's vision. None of it looks like the Prince of Wales is the Club of Rome's vision. None of it's what Maurice Strong wants, because this is hell on earth. In the name of saving the planet, these guys have created hell on earth.
Well, when you get around these professor types like Eric Pianki at UT and others, they get wild-eyed when they talk about everyone's going to die. The airborne Ebola is coming. Oh, we've got to do this. And then you find out that they're involved in all these calls to put things in the food and water to sterilize us. It's a guild of just murderous control freaks running around with a bunch of well-meaning do-gooder acolytes. But, you know, you talked about that big study they did, last year now, that came out earlier this year, in Canada, where there's six times more likely environmentalists to be criminals because it's rationalized that they can do whatever they want. It's like some type of moral authority thing. Instead of being good in business or good at art or accomplishing something, they like join the cult and then hate everyone, and they're like little priests who are going to go around and basically prosecute us or as heretics in some 21st century persecution. What would the word for it be? The Inquisition.
Yeah, well, there's a famous line from the Club of Rome, which is, "The earth has a cancer, and the cancer is man." Now, if you actually believe, as these watermelons do, these environmentalists, if you believe that mankind really is a cancer on the face of the earth, there is nothing you would not do to save Mother Gaia. And that includes, I suppose, killing people, which is what, effectively, when they banned DDT, when Rachel Carson brought the near global ban on DDT, that's essentially what she did to the people who died in the Third World. But I don't think that these people are going to become less extreme as time goes by. I think unless we resist them, unless we explain what underlies their thinking, people are going to be carry on being taken in by this lie. You know, the people who are watching Al Gore's 24 hours of climate lies, they're going to believe it, and they are going to persecute dissenting scientists, a bit like Galileo was persecuted by the Catholic Church.
Well, Al Gore is starting, as you know, in his speeches to say, go after people, get in their face. They're like racists that beat black people. And so they really are inciting this. And as you know, in Europe, calling for our arrest and other people's arrest. In closing, you know, I think you really said it earlier. You would listen to my show years ago. I know you're a well-read research guy, and it does sound radical. It does sound insane. But it's not that I'm insane. I have really faced, and you've read their quotes here, what they are, who they are. I've confronted them. I've learned about their philosophy. And it's almost like it's impolite or it sounds wild to come tell the truth. So I understand how we all kind of hold back and it couldn't be that bad. And I'm here to tell people it's worse than we can describe, because even though we can glimpse how bad these people are, we are not them. I mean, their control freak weirdness is beyond anything we can even grasp. And we must realize that we're not calling for their arrest. We're not calling, you know, even though they're calling for mass murder and all this, we're just saying these are dangerous people and they're calling for our arrest. Folks, these are authoritarians. These are modern Nazis. These are the progeny of every dictator and control freak, strongman cult, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot, Hitler, Julius Caesar, with a modern weird, ninnying, gibbering, control freak icing on top, and they must be met, they must be faced. These are dangerous people.
Absolutely. Alex, at the risk of being immodest, may I recommend, as a useful primer to what is going on, this book I've written, Watermelons?
Yes, I'll be able to get it.
It does spell it out. It does explain the origins of this thinking in the Green Movement, how it was that people came to believe the biggest lie, the biggest and most expensive lie in human history.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.